Welcome to today's Higher Every Day, a Thursday, the 14th of August 2025. Today's topic is Labor to be Honored. Our text today is taken from Hebrews chapter 6 verses 9 through 15. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Verse 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shewed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sware by himself. Verse 14, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Verse 15, and so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Our memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Madame Marie Curie, a Polish-French physicist, won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903. She again won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1911, thus distinguishing her as the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, the first person to win a Nobel Prize twice, and the only woman to win a Nobel Prize in two fields. The Nobel Prize is the highest honor awarded to most deserving and distinguished individuals for their outstanding contributions in the fields of physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and world peace. God has a system of rewards for deserving laborers. Jesus Christ, through his teachings and parables, indicated that faithful servants will be compensated, both in this life and in the life to come. There are various layers of rewards for hard-working youths who have accepted Christ as Lord and faithfully obey and follow his footsteps. The diligent Christian youths have the privilege of God's abiding presence, academic excellence, and grace for all-round victory over satanic forces. There will be compensation and eternal rest in his kingdom for faithful servants who labor for the kingdom work. Quote for the day. There are various layers of rewards. The challenge for today is, God has a system of rewards. Prayer. Lord, help me to labor faithfully till the end. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.